Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to put up some walls, play some jingles, have a vocabulary lesson, and some Hoosier songs. Oh, and by the way, did I mention that tonight's show is, well, perfect? Here's Ray Noble and his orchestra. Almost everybody's heard the OK Laughing record, and there were several imitators eager to try to take advantage of its popularity. There was the Jeanette Laughing record, and even the Edison Laughing record. Now, the old man, as Edison was referred to, didn't even like jazz or hot music, so he probably wasn't amused by his own laughing record. Anyway, there you had the Perfect Laughing record, of course, on the Perfect label, one of the most popular and longest-lived dime store labels, started in 1922 by Pathé. It lasted until 1938. The Perfect Laughing record was in sharp contrast to its predecessor, The Perfect Song, which you'll recognize as the Amos and Andy theme song, performed there by the Victor Salon Orchestra, directed by Nat Shilkret on November 18, 1929. We began this perfect set on this perfect show with Ray Noble and his orchestra and an instrumental, unusual for the time, of What a Perfect Combination. What a Perfect Combination was composed by Harry Ruby and Harry Axt, with lyrics by Burt Kalmar and Irving Caesar for the Broadway show The Kid, starring Eddie Cantor. That recording is from February 20th, 1933. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Most everyone knows that Hoosier refers to an inhabitant of the state of Indiana, but how that came to be is unknown, but the term has been in general usage since the 1830s. Last week I played Hoosier Sweetheart in connection with a segment on Billy Basquette. A number of bands recorded Hoosier Sweetheart, so here's another version of it, along with a couple of other Hoosier songs. Thank you.
Thank you. when I stay away too long? Is it true someone new takes my place when I'm gone? Who's your sweetheart? Wait for me. Who's your sweetheart? Soon I'll be rolling high back to my Indiana and you. Who's your sweetheart? Say who.
Last week I played Johnny Johnson's version of Hoosier Sweetheart with a vocal by Charles Murray, but there you heard Gene Goldkett with Bix, Tram, Lang, Venuti, and Dorsey in their rendition on January 31, 1927. The vocalist was Ray Muirer, about whom I know absolutely nothing, and I couldn't find any other recordings or references to him. The recording director for that session was Nat Shilkret, and before Hoosier Sweetheart, we heard the Hi-Hatters, the Victor House Orchestra directed by Leonard Joy, who took over from Nat Shilkret, and Hoosier Hop. That Dave Dreyer-Ballard-McDonald collaboration was recorded on November 19, 1929. We began that Hoosier set with Blue Hoosier Blues. That was Smilin' Sam's Dixie Strutters from a Jeanette 78 waxed April 2, 1923. Blue Hoosier Blues was written by Cliff Friend, Jack Meskell, and Abel Baer and described as a real homesick blues song. Here, for no particular reason, is a set of rapidly rotating records about walls, beginning with Art Landry and his orchestra. Thank you.
with these prison wall blues. Old white mule made me act a pop-eyed clown. Now I've got no time to lose. When they bring you through that gate, you wish you hadn't have done it, but it's just too late. But you might as well laugh, good partner, when you fall. Loud hollering won't get you from behind these walls. These prison wall blues keep rolling across my mind. I can't get a partner, looks like the governor would cut my time. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I'd leave this place running, but I'm scared of them flop-eared hounds. These prison wall blues keep rolling across my mind. Make a high yellow girl turn dark and make a weak-eyed man go blind. When I leave these walls, I'll be running, dodging trees. You see the bottom of my feet so many times you think I'm on my knees. These prison wall blues keep on rolling across my mind.
Thank you.
others, quite a jumble of musical styles. We began with Art Landry and his orchestra, with a vocal by Denny Dinty Curtis, reed man in the band, and Beside a Garden Wall from October 15, 1926. We don't play Red Norvo very often on the show, but Beside a Garden Wall was followed by Red on xylophone with one of his own compositions, Hole in the Wall, recorded by Brunswick on April 8, 1933. Next, it was Cannon's Jug Stompers, recorded by a Victor Field unit in Memphis, Tennessee on November 28, 1930, and Prison Wall Blues. Prison Wall Blues was written by Gus Cannon, who was born in Red Banks, Mississippi in September of 1883. His recording career lasted just 3 years, beginning in 1927 as Banjo Joe for Paramount. We finished up with Johnny Johnson and his orchestra, with the vocal trio of Bob Treister, Sam Brown, and Herb Muse, and Four Walls from December 21, 1927. Four Walls was written by Al Jolson, Billy Rose, and Dave Dreyer. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. We haven't had one in some time, so as a public service, here's this evening's vocabulary lesson. Today's word is aubade, A-U-B-A-D-E, from the Latin albus, meaning white or pale, as in alba lux, meaning pale light. Aubade is a noun meaning a song or poem greeting the dawn, or a composition suggestive of morning. So here's a set of aubades, beginning with Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra.
Thank you. horizon from green to blue. October dawn, you will find all your daydreams come true. Sunshine will dry all your tears. So just dispel all your fears. For October dawn, all your troubles just like bubbles will be gone.
came a sunbeam. Out of the dawn, a dream came true. Wandering on, I find that sunbeam, lingering on the long day through. Please tell me who'll ever think my skies would ever be blue. Who'd ever think I'd need somebody like you. But out of the dawn, there came a sunbeam, and a beautiful dream came true.
The Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra with Smith Ballou providing the vocal on Out of the Dawn, written by Walter Donaldson. That OK 78 was made in New York on September 29, 1928. Before that, it was those syncopating harmonists from New Orleans, the Boswell Sisters, and Song of the Dawn from a 1930 radio transcription disc. Song of the Dawn is from the 1930 Oscar-winning picture The King of Jazz and was written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager. That was preceded by the Australian band Sidney Simpson and his Wentworth Cafe Orchestra and After the Dawn from July of 1926. Saxophonist Sidney Simpson led a successful band in Australia for more than 25 years, broadcasting on radio and playing at various hotels into the mid-1950s. After the Dawn was written by Jack O'Hagan, who also brought a Snake Gully swagger, On the Road to Gungadi, I'm Going to Plant a Rose in California, and I'm Gonna Hump My Bluey.
What?
I'm just reading what it says here. We began that Obad set with Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra, and Then Came the Dawn, recorded December 3, 1928. The vocalist there was Dick Robertson, and Then Came the Dawn was written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Quick, name a song other than Jingle Bells with Jingle in the title. Having trouble? Okay, here are a few. Thank you.
Is the shortcut to clover. There'll come a great day. Cheer up, my boy. Let us sing a little jingle of joy. Thank you.
up in the morning without a warning. He can start you with a song. Old man Jingle knows a happy swing will bring a sunny disposition. With his permission, you can sing when things go wrong. La, 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 any tune will do. Tra, la, la, if you finish with I love you. Old man Jingle makes you want to mingle with a world that's bright and cheerful. So grab an earful, it'll help you get along.
There's a great way to end the show. George Olson and his music with vocal by an H. Gardner, January 12, 1934, and Old Man Jingle. Before that, it was Ben Selvin and his orchestra as the Knickerbockers and Sing a Little Jingle with an unidentified vocal from June 15, 1931. We began that jingle set with the grandfather of hot piano, James P. Johnson, and a solo piano recording on January 21, 1930 of his composition, Jingles. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.